This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Turn the lights down and let's get strange as we bring more life to creepy pasta stories and creepy stories alike. Welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to The Daily Ghost, or welcome to The Daily Ghost. I don't know, it could be your first time, and if it is, just understand that this is the poor man's audible. You came here because you're going to hear me tell a creepy story. I add some strange music in the background to give some effect. I also do voices a little bit, to the best of my ability, I suppose. And some of the stories are good, some of them are bad, some of them are longer, some of them are shorter. And today's no different, folks. Why would I switch it up now? All right? Why would I do that? But I am trying to give you guys brand new episodes 4 out of the 7 days per week. So hopefully that has worked out for you and gave you more entertainment, because that's the goal. That's the main goal. I'm here to entertain you. So let's do what we do best and turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast. Right now. Today's creepy tale is simply called Red Crayon. And I just love the title of this story. I honestly did. I saw the title and I was like, yeah, I gotta read this. I bet it's strange. I mean, if I saw a horror movie called Red Crayon, you think I'm not gonna watch it? I'm so intrigued. What could it be? But either way, welcome to the Daily Ghost. This is the Red Crayon. A married couple who had just returned from their honeymoon decided to buy a house. The couple were very happy because they managed to get the house at a very cheap price. It was in a nice neighborhood, close to the city, and just a short walk from a shopping center. One day, the husband was walking down the hall when he spotted a red crayon lying on the floor. The couple didn't have any children, so the husband wondered where the crayon had come from. Perhaps the previous residents left it behind? He said to himself as he casually threw it in the trash. The next day, the husband came home from work to find another red crayon lying in exactly the same spot. He was very puzzled and decided to ask his wife about it. The wife grew pale in the face when he brought it up. She told him that every day since they moved into the house, she'd been finding red crayons when she was cleaning. They were always lying in the same spot at the end of the hallway. The husband was standing in the hallway, wondering about this weird phenomenon. He began to notice something not quite right. The hallway was too short. He tapped on the wall at the end of the hallway and heard a hollow sound. Curious, he began peeling off the wallpaper despite the protests of his wife. Behind the wallpaper, they found a pair of sliding doors. It was as if someone had carefully hidden the entrance to a closet or a small room. The husband discovered that the sliding doors had been nailed shut, so he got a hammer from his toolbox and began prying out the nails one by one. After pulling out the last nail, he slowly opened the sliding door to reveal a small hidden room. Looking inside, they saw that the white walls of the little space were covered with words scribbled in red crayon. Over and over again were the words, "Mommy, I'm sorry, let me out. Mommy, I'm sorry, let me out. Mommy, I'm sorry, let me out, let me out." Let me out. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.